أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. There is no question that life is becoming more expensive. Inflation is taking its toll. Costs have gone up. Just yesterday, there was a report released regarding rental prices, rent for homes. And the average in Ottawa for a two-bedroom home is now $2,500 per month. So we've noticed food prices at the pumps, and all across the board. Now, when things get tight, most people do either one of two things or they do two things. They cut costs, so look for ways to save, and or they look to expand their income. Right. So spending less, try to ensure that they're only spending what is necessary, or as much as they need to, or perhaps they try to switch jobs, find something that pays more, get a promotion, or perhaps a side hustle. So these are normally the ways that people try to weather such financial storms, tough economic times, and get through. But there is another way, my brothers and sisters. There's a third way, and they're not mutually exclusive. Right, so a person could be doing all three at once, or could be doing only the third, or others. But this special way, which is exclusive for believers, is the way of barakah. And barakah refers to increase and growth. Also has a meaning of happiness attached to it as well. And we can say that barakah is essentially the attachment of divine goodness to a thing. What is barakah? The attachment of divine goodness with a thing. So if it occurs, if barakah occurs in something little, it increases it. And if it occurs in something which is already a lot in quantity, or is a large quantity, its benefit increases. Right? So there is an increase that is unseen, an increase that can be observed, but the means of making it more beneficial are not seen. So it cannot really be sensed by people, cannot be outwardly qualified, nor is it limited by anything. Rather, there's an unexplainable increase and benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having barakah, now barakah can apply to every aspect of our lives. It could be in our wealth, it could be in our health, our time, and so on and so forth. But having barakah in one's wealth does not mean that the dollar amount necessarily increases, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that as well. In time, it doesn't mean necessarily that, of course, that the amount of hours, and we know the amount of hours are not going to change in a day, but there's an increase in the benefit that is derived from a particular amount of wealth or time or effort so that it reaches further and it lasts longer. Now, barakah in anything, my brothers and sisters, especially wealth, is part of one's destined sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for a person. And it can increase and decrease depending on the good and the bad actions that one does. If a person is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with barakah in their wealth, then that same amount of wealth can go a long way for them. On the other hand, if they're doing something which is displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the same amount of wealth can become very little for them. Right? It's the same amount, but in terms of benefit that they get, it becomes very constrained. They're not able to get much done with it. You know, there's unexpected expenses that start coming up. You know, there's all these problems that start coming up, and the barakah is drained. It's the same amount of money, One person is living comfortably, but on the other hand, another person with the same amount is living with a lot of difficulty because their money is being drained in different places. So the question is, how can we attract the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have barakah in our lives? Right? That is the question. So there's a few methods, a few means, you can say. And at the end of the day, though, we have to remember that blessings and barakah come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Right? So there's no set formula that a person can follow and say, okay, I've done X, Y, and Z, and now I'm going to have barakah in my wealth. I'm going to have barakah in my time. Right? You can't do that. Right? You follow the prescription, you do the methods, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will decide how much and when. How much of barakah to grant and when to grant it to you. So first and foremost, my brothers and sisters, is piety and firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the people of the towns had believed and feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would have indeed opened out to them all kinds of blessings, all kinds of barakat from the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever prepares a way out for them. And وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for them or for that person from sources that he could have never ever imagined. From sources that he could never imagined. Never thought you could get that position. You never thought that you would be doing a business in a certain area, or engaging in a certain type of business. You never thought that such a small amount of money, that you were getting would actually last you so long and would grant you so many benefits, right? Or that an investment would become so successful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it, and it grew and it increased, and you derived all types of benefit from it, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides that, and it reminds us that at the end of the day, Allah Azza wa Jal is the Razzaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the provider, right? And we are, fully dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to our sustenance, when it comes to our wealth. So yes, we have to make an effort. We do need to make an effort, and that is what we are taught to do. But at the end of the day, our belief must not be in the effort that we make, but the belief must be that the rizq is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can increase it, who can grant blessings in it, who can give barakah in it, and increase it manifold without us even realizing it. So that's the first thing. The second thing also, my brothers and sisters, is putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And if anyone puts their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed sufficient for that person. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accomplish His purpose, and verily for all things Allah has appointed a due proportion. So the risk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for you, is not, dependent or subjected to inflation or other, economic pressures. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you is written for you, and inshallah it will come to you. And whatever barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting and can continue to put in your wealth and your time, that also is not dependent upon these other factors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His blessings are fully independent. All you need to do is have the right belief, have the right trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try your reasonable best, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the rest, inshaAllah. Thirdly, my brothers and sisters, we know that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an incredibly, incredibly blessed book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And this is a book which we have sent down, bringing blessings and confirming the revelations which came before it. So read the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an, make your homes, even your workplaces, if possible, places of the Qur'an where the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited. And inshaAllah, you will see barakah entering into your life, inshaAllah. And the further you move away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the weaker your relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the further away you will be from barakah in your lives. Right? It's as simple as that. So engage and tie yourself with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in ways that you cannot even imagine, inshaAllah. Simple little things as well. Saying Bismillah. Saying Bismillah before you do something. Most of the fuqaha are of the view, they agree that it is prescribed, it is mustahab, it is desirable to say Bismillah when starting important things, both, whether they are acts of worship or other things. So when you start your work, say Bismillah. When you open your store, say Bismillah. When you log into your online store, say Bismillah. When you're restocking, say Bismillah. Whenever you are engaging in your work or any other thing which is important in your life, say Bismillah. Start off with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your efforts. You will make a small effort and it will have a tremendous impact, inshallah. And you will reap the blessings and you will reap the benefits, inshallah. Also something which is very simple, right, is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. It's doing istighfar, right, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, some issues with the chain of narration perhaps of this hadith, but the meaning is sound, that if anyone continually asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah will appoint for them a way out of every distress. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint for him a way out of every distress. وَمِن كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. And relief from every anxiety. وَرَزَقَهُ مِن حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبٍ. And will provide for him from places where he cannot even imagine, from where he did not even expect. So, saying Bismillah, something which is very simple. Doing regular istighfar. Saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Engaging ourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially seeking forgiveness. Again, something which is very simple. It's from the simplest of adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in that, inshallah, you will see barakah coming to all your affairs, inshallah. Making dua for barakah, right? And we know in multiple places the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, if you pay attention to the du'as that he would make, you know, before eating, and so on. You know, in different places, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah. Right? Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. Right? You start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana wa qina adhab an-nar. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. When we talk about trade and work, honesty in trade is very important. Right, whether we are the providers of services or sellers, or whether we are the clients, being honest in our trade. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that if both the buyer and the seller, they speak the truth and they make clear the defects of the goods, then they would both be blessed in their deal. They would both be blessed in their agreement. But if they told lies and they hid some facts, then their bargain, their deal would be deprived of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be honest, even if it means that you're going to take a loss, even though it means that, you know, it seems that it's going to be bad for your trade and for your business. Be honest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you, right? Tell things as they are, point out the defects, be honest with people. Inshallah, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. And of course, along with that, halal income and halal money. Work for halal, even if it is less than what you can get otherwise. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for every sacrifice that you make for His pleasure, inshallah. Finally, my brothers and sisters, giving in charity, right? It seems counterintuitive that you are trying to save money, you are in difficult circumstances, you want your money to go further, and you want to do more things with your money, but you are being instructed to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال الله أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك. That, oh, son of Adam, oh, child of Adam, spend in charity and I will spend on you. This is a sound hadith. Oh, son of Adam, spend in charity and I will spend on you. And the best trade really is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in His book when He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَّن تَبُورَ. Surely those who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who establish prayer and donate and give in charity from what we have provided for them secretly and openly can hope for an exchange for a trade that will never fail. Tijaratul lan tabur. When you do trade and business, when you make investments in this worldly life, there's always a risk, right? There's always a risk. And Islamically, for most transactions to be permissible, there should be an element of risk, right? Otherwise, if it's guaranteed, then there, that is most of the time it's problematic. So there is always an element of risk, right? You can always fail in your trade, in your transaction in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who recite the book of Allah, they establish prayer, and they give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them secretly and openly, they can hope for an exchange that will never fail. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. So that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will reward them in full and increase them out of His grace. He is truly all-forgiving and most appreciative. So my brothers and sisters, you know, when we find ourselves in these times, and of course, for most people, economic uncertainty is on our minds, then during these times especially, but also in good times, let us remember these few pointers, inshallah, so that we always have the right belief, the right understanding, the right expectations with regards to our risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we take these few small steps. They seem small, but their effects are profound, their impact is profound. Inshallah, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable you to weather these economic storms, inshallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to help you, guide you, and bless you in all of your work, and especially in your risk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with halal rizq that is sufficient for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us contentment, especially with regards to our rizq and in all of our affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower each of us and each of our homes with barakah, with blessings and contentment. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. My brothers and sisters, as you know, our effort is ongoing to establish the new masjid, the new masjid and center facility, inshallah, which, as I've told you before, will be immediately outside of this building in front of here. It doesn't look like it's a lot of space, but believe me, mashallah, the architects have done an amazing job. And actually, it was the city that suggested that we put the building up here in the front. We were actually planning to put it behind this house. And they said, you're building this the planning department actually said, you know, you're building this wonderful new building. Why are you hiding it in the back behind this house? Put it on the street, put it in the front. So they made it work, alhamdulillah. So the design is for the building to be constructed in the front, inshallah. As Brother Mahmoud mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you know, a lot of work has been happening behind the scenes. Our award-winning architect, Brother Sharif, from Vancouver, mashallah, tabarakallah, he was here in September. He checked out other masajid, and now the design was approved by the city, alhamdulillah. So there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of requirements and suggestions and feedback and all of that. But alhamdulillah, he worked through it, and it's been approved now. So now he's working with a team of engineers, local engineers. He's in Vancouver, but there's a local team here. I was working on all the schematic designs that are needed for construction. So now we're hoping, inshallah, to move quickly towards construction. Always careful about giving dates and times because, as you know, especially in the city, everything is delayed. Look at the LRT, right? So obviously it's not at that scale, but stuff happens all the time, as you already know. But inshallah, we're hoping for spring where we can actually, inshallah, break ground and start building the new building, inshallah. As you know, we do two fundraising campaigns in a year, once in Ramadan, once in the fall or end of year. We rely on community support. We do not get funding from anywhere else. And really the effort is to continue to raise funds so that once we start, we're able to get through as much as possible so we don't have to stop and be stuck in the middle. So our goal, inshallah, for this end of year campaign is $250,000. I trust, inshallah, that we will be able to reach that goal, inshallah, as we have reached our goals for every single campaign up until now, alhamdulillah. So jazakumullahu khairah for your continued support. Inshallah, today we are hoping to have five brothers and sisters who can give $1,000, inshallah. After tax credit, it will cost you only about $640, inshallah. So please make the intention in your heart, as we recited openly and secretly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that we give. So, but we don't have time. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. The machines, the boxes will be outside, inshallah, on your way out. So please do consider it. And we always trust and we always value and have great appreciation for all of your contributions. Jazakumullahu kulla khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.